Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Yeah, buddy, old pal.
Oi, oi.
Oi, is that what you shout? Oi, you shout oi. To that to people on the streets?
I do, oi, I shout, oi, oi.
From your balcony?
Oi, oi.
Yeah. Do you whispered oi, oi? Oi, oi.
Oi, oi.
Hoi, hoi.
Ahoy there.
do you whisper, hoi, hoi.
Hoi, hoi.
Or do you shout, oi, oi?
I would shout,
You
think.
Would shout, yeah.
Yeah, I would shout. If I saw you going past on your little moped.
It's not little.
Little, what's it? Lambretta?
No, a Vespa.
Vespa, sorry.
A Vespa Touring.
Your little moped going around in your little moped gangs. Moped crime's on the rise again.
What? No, it's not.
It is.
In winter.
It's a big thing in London, crime.
In winter, no one's stealing anything in winter. I did a TV show about being in the police force.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, famous and funny.
Is it true that you still, like, phone the police up and talk to them?
Yeah. How do you know that?
Wasting police time.
Yeah, no, I sometimes do. There was the other day when there was some sort of crime going on. I phoned up the police and I went, boys, probably get to Evelyn Gardens. Something's going on over here. And they went, all right, thanks, Jamie. Hung up.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So you're like an actual police officer now?
Yeah, I'm a helper.
Slash a nuisance.
But one of the police officers said to me once, do you know the best thing to get crime away? I went, what? He went, the rain. I went, all right. Is that it?
He went, yep. Is that true?
Yeah, apparently when it rains, no crime goes on. Don't hold me to that.
That's not like white collar crime though. There's still people doing tax fraud when it rains.
Yeah, that kind of crime. And like hacking. I reckon
hacking happens a lot in the rain. Any kind of online crime, I reckon spikes during the rain.
Catfishing.
Catfishing.
That goes up when it rains.
Yeah, I reckon that.
What else goes up when it rains?
Let's just say crime goes down when it rains. Let's just say that.
But what goes up?
Some crimes go up. Unfortunately. I'm not condoning it. I'm just saying it happens.
On the whole, crime goes down.
Not a lot of crime when it rains.
All right, everyone.
On the whole.
Speaking of crime, we have Paul Chowdhury on podcast today. Paul's a friend of yours, isn't he?
Good friend, yeah.
Explain what he's like as a person.
He's great. I am a huge fan of Paul. He's always been one of these people where I think I like him more than he likes me. But I'm happy with that. That's fine. I think most people feel that about Paul. Comedians love Paul, but he keeps his cards close to his chest.
Yeah, but it's a good thing.
It's a good thing because he's quite mysterious. This is the thing about mystery. You've got to get more mysterious.
All right. Well, why don't we kick this off? Hey, by the way, everyone, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
When does this go out?
I think around the time.
Happy Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Okay, listen, Tom, kick off the podcast. Here we go.
This is episode... Insert number
4,000
with the fantastic Mr. Paul Chowdhury.
And Tom Lucy is my co-host.
Enjoy.
Why, you laughing because you're excited to be on the podcast?
I'm a big fan of Paul's. Paul knows that.
I'm a big fan of Paul's.
doesn't. I don't know, because I've known Paul for a long time, and he's one of those people where you're never really sure if he likes you or not. I love Paul, but he's always been...
It's a really scary position to be put in.
I think he's not forthcoming with affection.
Oh, you've been at my house.
Yeah.
I've stayed at my house, and I still don't like you.
Why would you invite someone to a house if you don't like them?
We've spent time together.
We spent loads of time together, yeah.
I love it that you're being so keen.
Oh, yeah.
Well, how much time?
I've stayed at Paul's house before.
Yeah, I've seen you swipe. On Tinder.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought you meant...
Paul's like my kind of comedy dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How does that relationship work out?
Sense that it's an abusive relationship.
Well, I kind of put him straight. I said you shouldn't send women messages like that. It's not considered politically correct anymore.
Paul's the one who told me to change my behaviour, yeah.
Yeah.
He's great.
If he didn't change his behaviour, you would have been outed by now.
Yeah, I'd be in jail.
So how long ago was this? So Tom, you lived at Paul's house.
I didn't live at Paul's house.
How does that even start, that conversation start? So, buddy...
We met because at the time I was like quite young, wasn't I? I was like
you were about 12, 13. Yeah. At the time, yeah.
And I used to go and stay at Paul's house. This is a story more for the police, I think, than...
Yeah, you stayed at my house. He was 12 years old.
Yeah.
Sleeping in the same bed.
You were in your late 50s, I think.
I was 60 at the time, actually. But he was grooming me. That was the ironic thing about it.
Literally with your hair.
I tell you what, I remember. You've moved house, I think, now, but I remember there being lots of your own DVDs around the house.
It was DVDs, posters, images, wallpaper. It was like a,
well, there was
carpet.
Not loads of.
It's like you were stalking
DVDs.
Yourself.
Yeah.
It was great. Well,
like the house in American Psycho.
Yeah.
Like you're some weird fan towards you.
Yeah.
Don't mind the DVDs.
Met at Tops. Did we meet at Top Secret Comedy Club?
I think so. Around Covent
Years
Garden
ago,
somewhere.
Years ago, yeah.
But you haven't explained what happened. So you're doing comedy and then you meet this young whippersnapper.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I said, look, if you're thinking of a future in this business, forget about it.
You know? But if you want a little bit,
but if you're looking
come
for
live
a,
with me.
Yeah.
For a room.
If you want a real job, come and live in my house, you 12-year-old. And we've been friends ever since.
Yeah, we have. We've been friends ever since.
So what's Tom like as a flatmate?
He's a piece of shit.
Very abusive.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't go. I think I probably stayed over twice, maybe once or twice. It was when I didn't. It was when I didn't live in London, and I would do I would do gigs, and then I would miss the last train back. And
purposely miss the last train.
Oh my God, I've missed the last train.
Missed the last train.
Where am I going to stay?
And Paul would let me sleep on his sofa. Yeah. And I was probably 18 or 19.
Spooning each other.
Did you ever offer the bed?
No.
Why wouldn't you do that as a...
And the last time I think I came to your house, we did a gig together, at Top Secret. And then you were telling me that you'd just moved house and you had a cinema in your house. And then you said, do you want to come back and watch Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
I think we watched something and then
I said yes. We went back and watched a film in your cinema.
I got a massive cinema in my house and then the cinema turned out to be an iPad.
Yeah, yeah. Next. And the house turned out to be a shed.
Wait. You said to Tom.
Yeah.
He said, I'm going to come back to the cinema and watch Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we watched
the new Quentin Tarantino film.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
On pirate DVD.
Yeah.
Was it the one where it was under a rug so you can half see the rug?
Yeah.
Or was it the one that's quite shaky that they've always been caught?
It was sort of filmed. There were people walking past.
It's called cam copy, the technical term.
Is that what it is? Cam copy?
Cam copy, where they film the cinema screen, don't they?
It's called cam copy. How do you know it's called cam
copy? There's the one where you go cool copy, a film with cinema, Tom Lucy, walking past screen. That one.
Yeah.
What accent was that?
That was Tom Lucy's parents.
That's my parents. I should bring you to my house. Now that I've been to your house.
Now that I can do it.
I should introduce you to my parents.
So you don't have a cinema in your house?
No, I've got like a 50-inch, but...
Yeah. That's not a cinema, and it's a TV. You got a TV in your house.
Well, I said I got a TV, and he thought it was a cinema, because he comes from the countryside, doesn't he?
He said, we did a gig together, and backstage you went, you know, I got a TV.
And you went, wow.
And I went, what?
I actually said, I've got electricity.
and you couldn't believe it. Yeah. So he was like, I've got to see what a house is like.
I had to go and see for myself.
Okay, and so what's Paul like as a housemate? Is he nice? Wake up in the morning, coffee, breakfast? Or do you not talk to him in the morning?
I don't know if we woke up. I think he left during the night.
I left at like 4 in the morning. I tried to get out at 4 in the morning.
I think he escaped at 4 in the morning.
The door was locked.
I think he managed to get out. You know that little air vent. In the bathroom. You know the one that escape in the films.
Wait, that tiny little round thing. Yeah. He didn't get through the tiny little round thing.
That's where I got out,
Like a ferret.
I got out there.
He managed to, because he was already lubed up, so he managed to get through it quite easily.
Also, because I imagine it's a house. Was the bathroom on the bottom floor?
Top floor, actually. Top floor. It was 17th floor.
So also your arms are trapped to your side as you get out. So
and then I had to just free fall the 17 floors.
Down the drain pipe. He went down the shit pipe.
And then I landed in a big pile of all the other young comedians who've been taken to Paul's house.
Who did you meet there?
Alex Zane.
Alex Zane was there. They're all in the form of a human centipede.
Yeah.
What other comedians?
Ivor Graham was there.
Ivor Graham was there.
Up and coming comedians.
Reese James.
Reese was there.
Reese was there.
Adam Hess.
Adam
Hess was at the end of the human centipede.
you're basically a lodger.
I'm a landlord.
What was the other thing? Another thing happened on. I was driving on Finchley Road in North London, and I was at the traffic lights, and a white or black Porsche 911 pulled up next to me.
I
looked to my left, and I was like, that guy really looks like Paul Chowdhury. And then
it would have been a white one.
And then about an hour later,
it was a white 100%.
You got a white one. You had aviators on, so it was quite hard to tell. And then I texted you and I said, were you driving a white 911 down Finchley Road? And you said you were.
Yeah, you couldn't believe it.
You have a white 911?
I got rid of that.
This guy's a fucking baller. He's got a cinema.
50-inch TV.
He's got an iPad.
Wait, why did you get rid of the Porsche?
I went electric.
You can get electric Porsche, can't you?
You can get electric Porsches, but I was recently working in Italy with Patrick Dempsey, who is sponsored by Porsche. I'm in Devils, his drama, season 2 coming out Easter 2022.
There we go.
There it is.
And
there it is.
Just quickly, everyone, that's how you promote.
That's it.
That is, if you want to promote something.
Yeah, we could stop now.
That's fucking how you do it.
That's the end of the podcast.
That's it. I've done my job.
Yeah.
See you later.
And I said Pat. Yes, because we're quite friends, not Pat, Patrick. Pat.
Wait, just quickly on Pat. Did you call him Pat? He said, call me Pat.
He said, just call me P. I said, look, I don't want to be too formal with you, Patrick. Mr. Dempsey.
Mr. Dempsey. Sir.
Patrick. I'm P, he's Pat.
So you went Patrick, Mr. Dempsey?
I just went Pat. But he's kind of like my Pat Butcher.
Yeah.
But he's Pat Dempsey.
Yeah.
I said, Pat, you know, I'm thinking about getting this electric Porsche. And he said, don't get one because they're not where they need to be yet. So I went with the conventional electric car, which obviously I can't name for.
What is it called? Can I guess?
Well, you can guess, but I'm not sure we're allowed to plug apart from the obvious plugs.
Yeah. We can plug the electric. Does it begin with a T?
Yeah.
Toyota.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah. That's a bit racist, actually.
Yes.
Just because Asians drive Toyotas doesn't mean I'm driving one as well, mate.
I had it when we were growing up. We had a Toyota.
Did you?
Yeah, we had a Toyota with a sliding door. And I remember.
A people carrier. Van.
No, Toyotas normally had. What are the Toyotas? Toyotas have. It's always. Toyotas were like people carriers.
Yeah, I didn't know you were Asian.
Yeah, my parents are.
Toyota Prius.
Yeah, Toyota Prius. I was about to say, all Toyotas are four-door. But most Toyotas, they were, back in the day, they were just people carriers. And I remember...
It's a good fact. It's a good fact. It's people tune into this podcast, not just for comedy, for
car
facts about that sort of stuff as well.
Dealership information.
Yeah.
Yeah, but anyway, we were in the...
Do you still have the Porsche?
No, I got rid of that. That's what we just said.
Yeah, where are you? Sorry, I was not listening.
I was thinking about the cinema, sorry.
So, but I remember it well. I'm traumatic about Toyotas because I used to get put in this Toyota to be driven to school. Sounds really posh, but I was. And when my dad was saying goodbye once to me and holding out his hand, and my mum's...
Forever.
Yeah, and his arm got cut off by the sign door, and I kept it. And now I wear it around my neck. No, he was slammed on his arm.
You're a joke.
Yeah, by my mum. My mum slammed it on his arm.
Really? What happened to his arm?
It came off, and I wear it as a necklace.
Well, that you know, you joke about stuff like that, but in certain countries, South Africa, it happens where people have their arm outside of their cars with the Rolexes, yeah. And they come
fuck up, axes, really?
Cut their arm off.
And what? Get,
yeah.
What?
Okay, firstly, when have you ever seen a video or evidence that's ever happened?
It's just rumour, because I've toured all over the world now.
Yes.
And I've been told, don't put your arm.
I've toured all over the world.
I've toured. I've taught comedy all over the world.
You know what else they do in South Africa? Apparently, they when you stop at traffic lights, they throw petrol on the car and just light it.
My God!
Yeah.
It makes it go faster.
Yeah.
You get to the destination quicker.
No, they don't do that.
Yeah.
Why on earth would they do that? For what reason?
Johannesburg is the crime capital of the world.
Yeah, but you're not going to... There's no... I can't believe... Secondly, if you've got your arm outside the door, an axe on your arm is not going to... Not one swish movement is not going to take the arm off.
Might be a samurai sword then, like in Kill Bill.
That's how you pronounce it, right?
Samurai sword.
Samurai sword.
Samurai sword.
It sounds like we're in Tekken.
You win. Perfect.
I think I honestly...
Finish him.
Round two, fight. Sonic boom. Tiger uppercut. Yoga flame. Yoga fire.
Finish him.
That's Mortal Kombat.
Finish him. Oh, shit.
Finish him.
That's a great idea.
Do you do a lot of voiceovers?
Yeah, I do Street Fighter 2 in Tekken.
Yeah. Wait, hang on. So just quickly. So, but in South Africa, that doesn't. They don't just come to the thing and. They try and take it off your hand.
They come on mopeds and they come up next to the car and you see some old woman like you know, back in the day.
Yeah, an old woman
put mine
with a Rolex on.
£17,000 Rolex,
and then. Take it.
It's the most awful thing I've ever heard.
That's it.
Do the sound again of the.
The arm's gone.
I've got no arm, got no watch left.
It's awesome.
And then she just brings her arm back into the car.
Well, that was weird.
It's more of a stub back into the car. Half an arm. She's absolutely armless.
She's armless.
So if that's the noise of a. So what's the noise of like a bullet going into?
Well, it's probably have a silencer on it. That's a silencer on the gun.
Can you do one without a silencer?
That's a drive-by.
It's an Uzi.
Can you do a pistol? One single shot.
A pistol.
Like a single shot one. Yeah, it's pretty good. It's pretty good.
Because I've lived a life of crime. Yeah, I've been shot.
No, I've been to your house. Yeah,
you've seen the. Army.
When I left at 4 in the morning, there was a lot of shit going on.
When you were running down the street, you would have heard a missing some screaming.
Sounds like you running behind him. You out of breath.
Yeah.
Wait, let's go back to Pat Dempsey. So, series 2 coming out.
Series 2, Devils, as a banking crisis drama.
Mm, big. It's big.
It's a big. It's a big show. Global show. I was in.
Big show.
I was a regular in season 1.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm in season 2, coming out, and it's with
Pat Dempsey.
Pat Dempsey, Alessandro Borghi.
Who's that?
He's one of the biggest actors in Italy. Actually, he's the lead in it.
Thank you. Well, you should know that, Jamie.
What's his name again?
Alessandro Borghi.
Borghi.
Alessandro Borghi.
Yeah.
So most of it's shot in Italy, isn't it?
It's actually shot in Italy, but it's set in London. So the interiors are done in Italy and the exteriors are
done
in London.
Yeah, I knew that. See, I knew that.
Why not just film it in London?
Because you don't get the interiors.
Yeah, well, they do the exterior. Yeah, the interior. Because it's an Italian production. So it's a global cast. So they'll come.
Yeah, all big stars.
Yeah.
So with one of those, do you have to audition for it?
I did an audition for it, yeah.
So how, and
with
how
Nick Horan.
Do you really? So how does the audition work?
So I went to the audition. Mm-hmm. It was a global audition thing.
Does it say that on the door? Say, by the way, this is a global thing.
Yeah, it's a global. Well, I knew it at the time. And Nick Horan, who did Sherlock.
Yeah.
Doctor Who.
Yeah, big.
Yeah, so he's a big director, and I said I went to the audition, and they just said,
he's the man.
Yeah.
That's the man we need.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I think I'd give you the job because I'd be too scared of what you might do if I didn't give you the job. You'd sit opposite me and stare at me like you do, well, and I'd just give you the job.
I've been for countless auditions, and the thing about auditions is you rarely get them. You know what I mean? You've been up.
What, the audition or actually get
the actual part?
I thought you just, the auditions rarely get them.
And I was in Cruella with Emma Stone.
Yeah,
I went up for that and then ended up being in a scene with Emma Stone in one of the biggest Disney franchises of all time.
It's insane.
Fucking hell, you've lived.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's and all that money went into the cinema.
Well,
and the Porsche 911.
And the Porsche 911.
You think there's money in those kinds of things, but it's not, you know.
Yeah.
You know.
But you get signed up, right? If you work for those, so with like Devil's Hand, you get signed up for like 5 years or something like that, don't you?
No, with that one, I got signed up for, well, the entire first season, but there wasn't, you don't know if it's going to get a second season until it goes around the world and then it got syndicated around the world.
Do you get nervous when you have to shoot scenes?
Not really, no. Scenes is different because you're doing the same scene 15 times at different angles.
Yeah.
Is it boring? Because coming from stand-up, which is so like immediate, is it boring to act?
Stand-up is...
Yeah. What do you mean so immediate?
Well, it's like acting's mainly like waiting, isn't it? And sitting in trailers and just lots of like boring.
But there's no engaging as well. You have to basically hit that mark, smile like that and say your line. Done. Yeah. Boosh.
And you say that line maybe 15 to 20 times.
Yeah.
Because then you're doing it at different angles and then you've got a camera there. Yeah. Then they've got to get the reverse angle. They've got to get the exteriors, the interiors. And you're saying the same thing, 72. You've got to make it. But plays, you get the immediacy with acting. And as
Lucy said,
it's the stand-up which gets the immediate response.
Okay, but just quickly with it. So I always find that, because when people win Oscars, right, for acting, things like that, how long does a scene play out for? Like, it doesn't, right? So you've got a scene and you've got dialogue within the scene. It doesn't, you know, they do it, you know, let's say they do it for like 2 minutes and they cut. So it's quite hard to, you know, plays, you can really tell with someone.
Can act.
It can act, right? But almost with, and maybe this is me being incredibly naive and probably incredibly offensive towards loads of actors, but so here I go.
here we go.
Yeah, here we go. But it's kind of like creating a song, right? You go into a studio, you sing a song, you cut it, you edit it, you sing it again, you cut it, edit it, you sing it again. The same way in movies that kind of works, or TV shows.
Yeah, with even movies, like certain actors don't like to remember dialogue. Marlon Brando is probably the most famous in Apocalypse Now. He had an earpiece, so they had to feed him his dialogue because he didn't want to remember his lines anymore.
I think that's an excuse.
Well,
and that's also how you do stand-up as well, isn't it?
That's how I do stand-up.
I feed you the lines from the wing.
He feeds the lines. It's like, you know those... Remember those old 80s films where they'd go on a date and then the other guy would feed the line to him?
That's
how Tom gives me my lines.
Yeah.
But if Tom was delivering me my lines, I'd be going, hey guys, how are you? Hey, are you all well? I'd be one of those comedians.
Hey guys. Hi. Hi, so Madam, what do you do for a living?
It's pretty good. I might write that down, actually. It's
Paul good. Should see my stand-up then.
You know Jamie did a gig.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Don't act surprised.
Do you know I was in Made in Chelsea as well? That's weird, because we've...
Who did you play in Made in Chelsea?
You weren't in Made in Chelsea.
Yeah.
What were you in Made in Chelsea?
Do you remember that Channel 4 did that?
Yes, they did with Jon Snow.
Yeah, I was in that
You
episode.
Were in that one as well. We had but Paul and I have worked together before.
Yeah, I saw the clip that we just showed of the... I just spat, sorry.
onto my arm. It was like a snowflake that went onto my arm.
I just saw the show.
Saw the clip of it, the chat show.
Indian talk show, yeah. It was like a hidden camera thing.
And yeah.
He kind of semi-knew it was...
No, I didn't semi-know.
I don't think he did know.
You didn't know?
I thought I was going for an interview. And then halfway through, I realised it was obviously a prank. So I was like, this is quite funny.
He thought he was auditioning for the new Pat Dempsey film.
In 2012.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then at the end, the cameras weren't working. Do you remember this? And the sound of the cameras weren't working. And I just sat in the room for about an hour. And I went, they're trying to get me here. And I was like, something big's going to happen. And then Paul walks back and goes, yeah, we're right, we're done. Thanks so much for that. And I went, what the fuck, I just sat here for an hour. Like, what?
I remember.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember, you came in.
Yeah.
And I was in the character of this Indian toy. Welcome to ZTV, biggest Indian station in Calcutta. Jamie Lang, and Jamie was all excited.
Thanks for having me.
Your impression of Jamie
was no stuttering, it's just much like Tom.
Quite similar to your impression of me.
Yeah, thank you.
And we were sat there, and we did this whole thing. You got this on YouTube, Indian talk show, and at the end, after the whole filming thing, I spoke to Jamie. Said, "Thanks for doing it." And he's thinking, "How come Paul's talking like this?" And before I was like, hello, everyone. He actually thought that was me.
Yeah, I thought it was.
He didn't realize. He was thinking, now this is a character.
Yeah, yeah.
And my real voice is, hello, Jamie. How are you doing? Yeah. And then I came out of the character. And
quite easy for you to come out in and out. That was
In and out of character.
That's amazing.
I'm such a versatile actor. Yeah. Even now, doing that is no...
It was like...
Well, we saw it earlier with the sound effects.
Yeah, the gunshots. And then
where the sword, don't forget the sword.
The sound of a sword taking an arm off.
It's more like an arrow. What does an arrow then sound like quickly?
That's just you blowing on the microphone. But
all of them are certain. That's what sound is. It's air. Now sound works, Tom.
Do the arrow going through the woods to hitting its target. And its target's a watermelon.
Something like that, isn't it? I've done new sound effects. Okay, you've got me into this new
stuff. So it's going through the forest and it hits someone, and then you have to make their noise as their hits them. Probably goes through them.
Finish him.
So we did this thing. You were acting as this guy, and then afterwards, I thought we were still doing extra. I just sat in the room for an hour.
And you started laughing, and you were kind of going with it. And you were quite relieved, and it was really funny. And then, because it was in a studio in the middle of Uxbridge somewhere.
Yeah, middle of nowhere.
And it was a proper Indian, cable station. It was a real shithole.
It was such a shithole.
It was like this, but without the furniture. Yeah, so it was a real dump, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then the owner of the actual studio came down and said to Jamie, look, Jamie, you ever need my studio, you come and see me. Anything you need, Chaudhary, Jamie, I like anything you need. And Jamie thought he was another character.
Oh, my God.
So started laughing at him. So Jamie started,
that's really funny. He said, no, you need any time, you need my studio.
I think he was upstairs drinking
while
we were doing
it.
Anything you need, anything. And Jamie, I'll definitely use your studio. Yes.
And he just started laughing at him. But he was a real man.
Yeah. I was not laughing at him. I was laughing with him.
Jamie's.
I was laughing with him. But it was one of these first things which I was introduced to improv comedy.
Yeah, we were just improvising.
Improvising the whole time, and that.
Well, you didn't know you were in an improv comedy thing.
I did halfway through, or after a little bit, I was like, okay, this is definitely improv. Mm. But for me, and as much I'm definitely not a comedian, that is my favorite type of comedy.
Mm.
When you can sit with people, this is why I love podcasts so much. Is because you can sit and just riff, and have like the funny time. Because then after that, I went and did Murder and Successful.
Yeah.
Which was with Tom Davis and one of the most like improv things.
Yeah.
Anyway, thought that was going to lead on to something interesting.
But this was more guerrilla tactics. It was like, this was real.
Who else did you interview on that show?
That was it.
It was just me.
Just one?
Just Jamie.
Every time Paul and I saw each other, because we've seen each other a few times, Paul came up to go, that show was funny, wasn't it? And I didn't know if you were like asking me for like actually asking me for my opinion or telling me. That was funny, wasn't it?
And it was hilarious.
Like, yeah. That was really funny. Yes, yeah, it's good, man. And he was like, yeah.
So funny.
Yeah, but it never went anywhere. What happened?
It was a pilot, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was a non-broadcast pilot.
Yeah, but look at you now. Pat Dempsey.
Now I'm on Pirate Parts.
But do you get nervous when you have to make other people feel uncomfortable? Do you not mind it?
Paul spends his whole life
that's kind of just
making
who
other
I am.
People feel uncomfortable.
That's just my entire persona in life, is to make other people uncomfortable.
What about making other people uncomfortable do you like? Because you see their true colours.
You know, it's sometimes good being a troll in real life. Mm-hmm. You know, and just seeing what happens and seeing their reaction. You really bring out the real human being in someone else.
Yeah.
When you chase them down the street with a sure enough shotgun as they escaped out of your toilet window.
And when you try and fire them, what noise does it make? With your sure enough shotgun, what noise?
Yeah.
What noise does it make?
Sonic boom.
Okay.
I have a very distinct memory of running away from Paul with he had a gun, and I thought, this is the industry I want to go into.
You know,
but this seems like a legitimate career path.
Yeah.
Oh God, it's just
Tom was a really promising stand-up when he started out, and we were like, "This guy Tom Lucy is incredible. He's got this great." You get your first 20 minutes, and then you do the major clubs, and I ended up working with Tom. This is a great 20-minute set.
Well, it was good.
It was brilliant.
Yeah.
Tom's first 20 minutes, there weren't.
I feel
many,
like there's something else coming.
Yeah, so do I.
It took a massive nosedive. Then he started improvising. He started talking to the crowd.
Hey, well, how are you? What do you do for a living?
Tom, tell your jokes, mate. He tried to become one of us, the professionals.
Yeah. And
he didn't stay to his lane. And then...
That's what I did when I did my stand-up career. I tried to become a comedian and people really quickly realised I was not.
What did you talk about?
Oh, loads of things.
You guys like biscuits?
It was literally like that. It was like,
why don't you do the joke you opened with to Paul and we'll see how Paul reacts.
All right, here we go.
Yeah, I love this kind of
stuff. All right, so I...
Paul will just stare right through
you. It was in the comedy store and I got on stage and I said, hello, everyone. Bit nervous. This is my second time doing stand-up comedy, I actually got in a taxi on the way here to come to the comedy store because I was a little bit late and nervous and all these different things. And I said to the taxi driver on the way here, I went, "Excuse me, sir, can I practice my routine on you?" And he turned around and went, "Yeah, go on, lad, go on." And he spoke like that because he's working class.
He likes it.
Yes. I was.
It's quite similar to your stuff, actually.
It's very similar.
Yeah.
But in fact, when he was just about to go to the taxi driver impression, I was getting quite worried. Thinking, oh no, here it comes. Here it comes.
Oh God, I'm going to get cancelled on my own podcast.
That was the end of that joke.
Here it comes, and then it became northern. It's regionalist. You could get cancelled for regionalism soon.
Yeah.
This is the thing.
You want to be careful.
Oh, God. Okay, Paul, listen. I don't know if you listened to Private Parts, but that's the end of part one. We're going to come back for part two.
Oh, to the ad breaks.
Yeah, this is where we make the sweet, sweet moolah.
Do you like sweets? With no gelatine and pure halal? Then come to Candy Kittens.
Sound like you're an American Siri.
The most pussy-eyed sweets on the market.
Hey, everyone, we'll see you in part two. Bye-bye!
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.